USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence in Hawaii today to formally receive the remains of 55 American MIAs from the Korean War, most of them killed about 65 years ago. President Trump discussed it during a rally last night in Tampa, Florida.
Our fallen warriors are finally coming home to lay at rest in American soil.
Following today's ceremonies, the formal process of identification of those remains will begin. A website that was planning to post blueprints for 3D printable guns starting today ordered to block those downloads by a federal judge. The ruling yesterday says publications of the plans could cause irreparable harm. It blocks a settlement the Trump administration had reached with a Texas company. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
A Turkish court denies an American pastor's appeal to be released from house arrest and have his travel ban lifted. Andrew Brunson made the appeal this week after he was released from jail and placed on house arrest. He's been under arrest in Turkey for nearly 2 years on charges of terror and spying activity, which he denies. Brunson's case has strained the relationship between the U.S. and its NATO ally with threats of sanctions against Turkey. President Trump holds a campaign-style rally last night in Tampa, Florida. Among the many issues he took on, immigration, and he took more shots at Democrats who want ICE to be abolished.
Their new platform, what they want to do, the Democrat Party, they want to abolish ICE. In other words, they want to let MS-13 rule our country. That's not going to happen.
The president saying members of ICE as well as Border Patrol are heroes. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The wildfire destruction keeps spreading in California. There are 17 fires raging. The biggest, the deadly car fire near Redding, has now burned over 112,000 acres, but containment's around 30%. It's destroyed about 1,000 homes now and hundreds of other buildings. So far, 6 people have died in that fire. 2 firefighters died battling the Ferguson fire near Yosemite National Park. Conservationists and whale activists are said to be learning a newborn killer whale has died and the mother can't let her baby go. USA Radio's Wendy King has that story.
A grieving mother orca whale in Seattle has begun to fall behind her pack as she carried the body of her dead calf through the water for the 7th straight day. The orca, known as Tahlequah, gave birth to the calf on July 24th. It only lived for half an hour. She has since carried the corpse with a flipper or in her mouth and pushed it with her head. But Tahlequah is now falling behind her clan, J-Pod, traveling at a speed of about 6 knots after expending much of her energy carrying the calf. Tahlequah is part of an endangered family of 75 southern resident orca whales. Each birth and death, particularly for females, is critical to the clan's survival. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.